This is Clean and Sober Radio.
Clean and Sober Radio features real people with real stories about addiction to drugs and alcohol.
We got a lot of news going on. First thing is doctors and companies are pushing to keep looser pandemic-era rules for prescribing opioid addiction treatment via telemedicine. It got a lot easier for patients with opioid addiction to get their medication remotely during the pandemic, and now addiction doctors and telehealth companies are pushing Congress to make those flexibilities permanent. I think this is geared especially towards those areas where there isn't the accessibility to opioid addiction drugs to help.
Steve, you had a big anniversary last week. How many years did you have?
Celebrated 28 years.
Oh, that's awesome, Steve.
Continuous.
Congratulations.
You know, when I first got sober, I thought there would be ways that I could cheat a little bit.
Steve's one of the good guys.
So I wanted to share today.
Yeah.
My wife and I caught COVID. I was in the hospital 2.5 weeks, and I got out, and my wife passed away. But I didn't pick up a drink or a drug.
No, you didn't.
Under any circumstance.
And you didn't, Steve, with such a tragedy, you didn't pick up, man. You're a strong person, Steve. Let me ask each of you, if we were out there now using, what would be our drug of choice? Frank? Still Coke?
Yeah.
Mark?
I would say good old 714s.
But they're not around.
I don't know. Nobody ever passed me a joint, and I said, nah, that's all right. I don't need it. Never happened. I used to have roach contests with my friend. See who could smoke to the tiniest little bit of roach. He would lick his fingers so he wouldn't get burned. I mean, crazy stuff.
Sick.
Experimental brain surgery may help some people overcome addiction. Basically, it's called deep brain stimulation. The brain of heavy drug users physically changes over time. One change takes place in the nucleus accumbens, which helps regulate the function of a neurotransmitter called dopamine. By placing an electrical probe in the nucleus accumbens, they hope to restore normal function. And they're actually getting some pretty good results with this. People not having cravings and things like that, because as we know, addiction is a brain disease.
I would never do that.
I don't.
Neither would you, Mark.
I would only do it if it made me high, I think, back in the
day. Exactly.
I mean, to get something put in your brain. I've seen a little bit of data from this, and you're seeing people are staying clean because it's somehow regulating the dopamine system, which is basically the thing that reinforces addiction.
Wow, that's incredible.
Isn't it?
How are you?
I'm trying to get into a recovery house.
Okay.
I was just in one in Delaware County, and it didn't work out. They're crooked,
okay.
Like really bad. So I'm homeless, and I don't want to relapse.
Here's what I'm going to suggest. Why don't you leave your phone number with our producer, and somebody will call you, get back to you as soon as we can. How's that?
Okay.
All right? Just hang in there. There is hope, and there is help out there. Well, that was some phone call. You know,
yeah.
And that's the reason why we're here. Around this table is almost 100 years. First, I want to ask you, Mark, is there any words of advice for somebody who's thinking about getting into recovery?
Well, I don't give advice. I only share experience. And my experience is working in recovery. If you really want to change your life for the better and not be paranoid and have people love you for who you are, just make that call.
Frank, how about you?
You know, we talk about the promises in recovery, and I got to say that since I've been in recovery, the promises have come true, you know? Everything that I hoped I would do has come true.
Girl, that's beautiful. To get Clean and Sober Radio on your station, reach out to me, Gary Hendler, at 610-715-1953. For more information, go to cleanandsoberradiodemo.com.